are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adboso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
So, Jesus gave you the authority over all the power of the devil. You have authority over all the power of the devil. Now remember, authority is greater than power. But I'm going to show you, either next week or in the weeks to come or in the years to come, the power that you have. You don't only have authority, you also have power, ability, anointing, dunamis, miracle working power. You have authority and you have the explosive power of God. You have both. The devil has no authority except what people give him through believing his lies and his deceptions. So Luke chapter 10, remember Jesus says, verse 17, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the devil, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Nothing means nothing. Isaiah 54, the Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Never said a weapon will not be formed. It said a weapon that is formed will not prosper. So when we go through the fire, when we go through trials and tribulations, we will not begin to question the word of God, because the word of God is settled. God doesn't change his mind concerning your future because of adversity. God never created you to be dominated by adversity. God never created you to be dominated by your environment. So let's talk about that. How did God create you? Because if we're going to understand how this authority is released, we have to understand who we are. Because if you know who you are, you know what you can do. And not live with apology. So Genesis chapter 1, quickly a few verses. Verse 26, recapping. Then God said, let us make man in our image. Everybody say image. No, that's not everybody. Everybody say image. Whose image were you created in? A monkey? Evolution? The lies that they're propagating in our school system? It's time that the Christians, who are 87% in this country, take back the education of this country. Come on, somebody shout amen. It's time for the Christians to stand up unapologetically, not to hide our light under the bushel. We're not going to roll over in South Africa. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's time for the church to stand up everywhere. Come on, in Parliament, wherever we are, not with judgment, but to say, excuse me, sir. We are not going to compromise. The name of Jesus is above every other name. And we're going to open the school in the name of Jesus. And if you don't like it, you can go to a hall over there and you can open your assembly in your name. But we serve the name that is above every other name. We're not going to take the name, oh, come on, of Jesus out of South Africa. Shout amen and give the Lord a praise if you believe it. It's like everybody is vocal about the unrighteous causes, and Christians are just rolling over. We're taking back this nation. Come on, in Jesus' name. We're standing up for what is right in this nation. We're standing up for justice in this nation. Come on. We're standing up for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, young person. Shout amen today. Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Likeness means to act like, to be like. DNA test. When they test my DNA, it's God. When they test my DNA, it is Christ. It's not Afrikaans, it's not English, it's not white, it's not Zulu, it's not Xhosa. It is Christ, because the victory is in Christ. My genetics are Christ. Come on, I come from God. I was born from God. I come from this Adam that God created. I'm a winner because God made me to be a winner, to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, to go over, never under. I've got God's genetics in me. And the Bible says whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. I hail from God. I come from God. I have the image of God on the inside of me. How can I back down, fall over, stay down when the enemy knocks me? I am a winner, 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 winner because of Jesus Christ. Come on, that feels good, and that's the gospel truth. He says, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle of the earth, over every creeping thing, the devil included, that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them. The word blessed means to be empowered to succeed in life. So God creates him in his image. Then God blesses him. God breathes the breath of God in him. Same thing that happens with you at the new creation. The breath of God enters you. The Holy Spirit enters you. The greater one enters you. You are recreated. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things have been passed away. So the loser, child of Lucifer, lives, and a winner, the child of God, born of heaven, enters your life, and you become a Christian, Christ-like, little anointed one at the new birth. What Adam lost is restored when Jesus enters your life. Isn't that good news? Dominion returns. Authority returns. Come on. The ability to subdue circumstances, to subdue your environment returns. But if you don't use the key, the devil will play with you. He'll bluff you out of your blessing, deceive you out of your inheritance. That's why the Bible says this is a people plundered and robbed, but no one says restore. No one uses their authority. Question the will of God and they don't stand against, resisting. Stand in their authority. They try. God didn't say you try. You were created in the image of God. This is how God operates in the earth. So God blesses him, then God said to them, first instruction to man. Now go try and be successful. And if you're not, find excuses. Amen. Excuses are what? The crutches of the uncommitted. Excuses. God creates man, first man, to have dominion, which means, the word dominion means to have authority. It means to be in charge. It means to be in control. God doesn't want the devil to be in control of your life. God doesn't want the devil to be in command of your future. Adversity, a declining economy, whatever the government says, I don't repeat. You won't hear me saying South Africa will. I say the opposite. I say South Africa will have a 3% economic growth. I say South Africa will have a 6% economic growth. I say what I believe. Because I will see what I declare from my mouth. I'm not going to speak my negativity because God never says a negative thing anywhere in the Bible. We're going to see that today. How do you release the authority living submitted to Jesus through the name of Jesus? How do you release this key? Because you have it, how do you use it? Most people don't. They're careless. They don't use it. They have the authority, but they don't use it. So the authority, the dominion that God gave Adam enables him to fulfill the first instruction that God gives Adam. Be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth. Fill the earth. Subdue the earth. What gives you the ability to be fruitful and to multiply? Being created in the image of God, the image of the likeness of God is God has dominion, authority. Authority. Authority, knowing your authority in Christ gives you the ability, the power, the ability to be fruitful and multiply. So when adversity comes and you question the word of God, there's no authority. When the 30-ton truck comes speeding down the line, down the road on its way to you, disaster, calamity, and you don't jump out knowing who you are, your authority, and you put your hand out there and you say, stop! That truck's going to ride right over you. I mean, it doesn't help the 56-kilogram beautiful lady cop jumps out on the side of the road and she tries like she's half committed. How many of you know if you've ever gone over the speed limit and you see a speed camera over there, you get that sinking feeling? I don't know about that feeling. I've heard about that feeling. I've heard people talk about that feeling. And you hope that person doesn't step out in the road, because the minute they step in the road, tickets. Literally. And if they don't step in the road, you go by. And if they make their way to the road, you go by. Well, that's what the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5. Therefore, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, your opponent, the devil, has a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith. People are not vigilant when it comes to using the authority Jesus gave them. So when they don't have momentum, they question, they want to fast and pray. Sometimes it's a good thing. But we should not always make up ground. We should live the way God created us to live. We should live with dominion. We should live with authority. We should live using the keys every day of our life. We should put back the devil back where he belongs when he just opens his mouth the first time. Come on, can you say amen? But sometimes we allow the devil to plunder and rob for years and years and years and we do nothing. Then we look for a reason why we're suffering and we try and formulate a doctrine that will pacify us. This is the victory that overcomes even our faith. James chapter 1, the Bible says, Count it all joy when you go through the diverse trial, test, tribulation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. In the midst of that crisis, God says, ask for wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to know what to do at a given time. Then God says, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind, tossed to and fro, unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let not that man suppose or think that he or she will receive anything of the Lord. So when you become double-minded, when you vacillate, when you're not clear about the will of God, clear about your authority, you vacillate. You don't use the key. And then you live by chance, like the Springboks played yesterday. They never took charge of the game. They never took control of the game. They did not know what to do with a ball when they got the ball. Amen? It's like most Christians play like the Springboks played yesterday. They have the power, they have the ability, they have the talent, but they played a game plan that nobody could figure out. It's like they waited just for the ball to bounce right, but the ball never bounced right. And when they had the ball, they did not know what to do. So Jesus says, I give you the authority. I give you the keys. Whatever you bind, you fight your husband, you bring the spirit of strife in your marriage. Oh, you can bind the strife, or you can be party to the strife. You can bind the whisperer, or you can become the whisperer. You can bind the depression, or you can live a depressed life. You can bind the fear, or you can be controlled by fear. Your choice. Because Satan is a liar. John 8 verse 44. There's not a person alive here that does not have thoughts every week that he has to bind. You're not going to make it. You're no good. Nobody's going to marry you. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, you all know that voice. And you know when that voice talks, you have to take authority immediately. When that truck speeds, she has to take authority. Not it's a good sermon. And the whole week you do nothing until next week. It's a good sermon. No, this is how you live. If you want victory, sweet victory. But if you want to live just surviving, then don't respect the keys that you have. God's not mad with you, but you're not going to have victory. If you live bound by sentiment, emotion, feeling sorry for yourself, and let me make it clear, when you go through a tough time, I'm going to weep with you. But my job is to get you back on your feet. My job is to get you back in faith. My job is to get you fighting fit again. Amen. How to use the key. So let's see how God used the key that God gave Adam. God creates Adam in his own image. God creates Adam, the first man. We are created. We are now recreated in the last Adam. So we're going to talk about that tonight. Where Adam messed up, what Jesus corrected. We have to understand the revelation of God's grace and of our identity. Who we are. Jesus said, you know not what manner of men you are. Talking about authority. When Peter, James, and John said, shall we call fire down from heaven and destroy these people? He says, I didn't come to destroy people's lives. He says, you know not what manner of man you are. When Jesus was crucified and he hung on the cross, he said, I can ask God now and 12 legions of angels will come, but I lay my life down. No one is crucifying me. The Father put me on the cross. He used the devil to serve the greater purpose of God. Amen. So anything Satan throws at you, God can turn around for your benefit. If you live aware. If you live tuned in, switched on. That's why you can't do this Christian thing half-heartedly. You can't serve God like you did in the old day. You have to walk in revelation. Stand against the devil. Stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. So let's see how this key is released. Go to Genesis chapter 1 quickly. How did God release his authority in the earth? Genesis 1 verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was, the word was, is really became. Because God never creates anything imperfect. There's judgment between verse 1 and 2. The pre-Adamic race judged because of Lucifer, his arrogance, his pride. The archangel that was supposed to lead worship to God becomes puffed up, arrogant, and he tries to overthrow heaven's government. And God kicks him out of heaven with a third of his angels, and he's thrown back to the earth that God created. And the earth was without form, might be a type of your life, Your future is void, unclear, uncertain, without form, void, darkness. So what does God do when there's voidness, darkness, emptiness, chaos? I mean, God didn't talk to the Holy Ghost and Jesus like, oh my, how great is the darkness? What are we going to do? People look at the economy and they say, ooh, a possible junk status. How are we ever going to survive? We better migrate to Canada. Well, if you have that thought in your mind, you better migrate quickly. Because, brother, you're going down by your own choice. You're going to go down, 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 downtown, get around. I get around. You're going to go down, 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 down. While somebody else is going to go up, 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 up. You're going to go down, 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 up, up, up. Because in every recession, that's when people make their most money. Because money doesn't disappear. Gold hasn't been evaporated. Diamonds and silver and gold and the wealth, there's more wealth on the earth than ever. Because it's been accumulated over the last 6,000 years. So how can there be a recession? Where did the wealth go? Nowhere. But the recession is in people's minds. And then it's in people's mouths. And then it becomes people's reality. Because you were created in the image of God. To create your world the way God created this world. God didn't create something out of a perfect world. God created this beautiful world. The order that we see. The excellence. The beauty. The majesty. Out of chaos, darkness, emptiness. Void. Nothing. You have no job, you can create a job. Better sit up and listen. Because I did this when I was 18 years old. This is how you live. I mean, people are so free now through grace that they leave the faith part. And somebody say, well, do we have to get back to declaring? Well, I hope you never stop declaring. Because your keys are decreeing and declaring. Your keys are binding and loosing. Your keys are what is coming out of your mouth. You are closing things by the word of your mouth, or you are opening things all the time by what's coming out of your mouth. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. By faith. By faith. By faith. Things don't just happen. So things may be void, empty, dark in your life. It can change. How? Exactly the way God created. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Get the picture that the Holy Ghost is with you. The Holy Ghost is in you. The angels of heaven are with you. The angels of heaven are for you. And they are waiting for you to action your authority. And there you go and you say it's not working. Bam! You bind them all. And you release the demons that are waiting for negativity, unbelief, fear, doubt to bring to pass, because Satan can only imitate what God established. He's got nothing real. He imitates everything. Even the Satanists have to base their Christianity on an upside down cross. Hello, hello, hello. Even the atheist has to base his Christianity on there is no God. There is no God. There is no God. Well, if you believe there were no God, you would not say there is no God. You would not even comment that there is no God. You cannot base anything that does not originate from heaven. So Satan is a counterfeit. So he deceives you. He needs a vehicle to operate in the earth. And if he can mess with your mind and get you to agree with him and speak his words, not, I didn't mean that. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. You know, when you speak a word, it goes on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You say, I bind that word. How do you bind that word if they travel at the same speed? You better be careful what you say when you're emotional, when you're depressed, when you're mad, when you're angry. Because those words go into space. Those words go into eternity. And angels hear those words. Demons hear those words. I'm going to show you from the Bible. The angel said, I have come for your words. Your words that come out of your mouth. So people live carelessly. They get mad, husband and wife, blinkety blink, blink, blink. Then they want to make up later. What about all those words that were spoken? What about those hurtful words that were spoken? Get a hold of your tongue, or you create your own chaos, your own confusion. Now just listen. Then God said, in the midst of chaos, darkness, voidness, God says, let there be light. And there was light, and God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. So he called the light day, called the light day, and the darkness he called light. So when there was darkness, what did God do? He spoke light into being. He didn't speak about the darkness. So people go through their problems, then they talk about their problems, which is the darkness. You have to speak the light. The entrance of thy word gives light. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. You have to speak the word only if you want to see the light. I know you listen because you're quiet. It's like people think they can live any way, and because of grace, it doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter what they say. That is being ignorant by choice. Hosea 4 verse 6. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Saved by grace through faith. Grace and faith. Grace and faith. Works of faith, which is not works of the law. Works of faith. So God wanted light, so God said, let there be light, and then God called the light, light. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are eternal, but the things that are not are temporal. The things that are not seen are eternal. We walk by faith and not by sight. Let there be light. And there was light. And he called the light day. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Well, you don't look. Don't tell me what I look like. I look like the Bible says. I am blessed in Christ. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. My needs are met according to his riches in the glory. Don't you come with your sentimental, emotional devil and tell me what you see in the natural. I am who God says I am. I agree with what God says about me. I am blessed. Hallelujah. I am the head and not the tail. I am going forward and I'm not going back. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. Come on, somebody shout, I'm blessed. Say it until you believe it. Say, I'm blessed. Say it. Pray this with me right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I give my life back to you. Thank you that you love me so much that you died for all my sin. I believe with all my heart that you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. I open my heart and I invite you, Jesus, to come and take your rightful place. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. And today I invite Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, that you break the power of the devil over my life. You break the hold of sin through the power of your grace and you set me free, spirit, soul, and body. Thank you for loving me and for accepting me just as I am. I'll never be the same again. I'm your child forever and ever and ever. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.